The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I would dance on the floor in a round.
I was hoping for some Human Nature.
Yeah, you left it up to him. You
know, I did.
You know, yeah, he's going to go popular.
If you want something specific, you got
to. I'll roll the dice, okay? I have no problem rolling. But listen, Billie Jean is a solid, solid go-to. When you're talking about Michael Jackson.
I'm not a Michael fan.
Ooh. What? Ow. You and not like three people?
I respect it. Ooh. But all the stuff.
Bite your tongue. Post-famousness.
He
was never unfamous.
He was talking about the kids.
Talking about the kids, Neverland. That stuff.
I mean, what do you mean about a guy who had children sleep in a humongous bed and an entire amusement park set up at his house?
I don't even eat at Subway anymore because of that.
Because of that. He doesn't even go to Subway anymore.
Because of Jared?
That's bad, man.
It's a good call by you.
That's not cool.
Their sandwiches have gotten bad, too, by the way.
Really? That's why you don't go.
What? Because they're sandwiches?
The sandwiches are bad. I mean, Michael Jackson was just one up in an ice cream truck.
Jared took it a whole nother.
Yeah, Jared was just, it was.
Are you sure? Because I think that's pretty much the route that Michael took.
Was he convicted in a court of law?
No, but you know what they found? You know what they
neither
found
was
on
OJ.
His estate
neither a month was OJ.
Ago?
But OJ kept doing it.
You know what they found on his estate?
Uh-oh.
Like what? A month ago?
What'd they find? Like child porn or something like that?
A bunch of child porn.
Child
a
porn.
Vault of it.
A vault?
I don't know if it was an actual vault, but
there was some out there.
One is enough. One whatever.
It's
file.
Out of my life.
She is out of my life.
No, it's out of his life.
Life is out of our lives.
Damn.
Yes, he is done.
Damn. I hate to hear news like that. And I heard it. I heard it.
Yeah, you decided to put it out your head.
I'm trying not to.
Too late. It's done. I mean,
Michael.
Okay, so it's now you're cool. Now you're a Prince fan. Okay.
I can see where people, and Henry and I have gone back and forth on this. Obviously, for those of you that are listening to the show for the first time, welcome in. Glad to have you part of the program. That's Tyler Scott. He's working the 1-2. If anybody that listens to ESPN 97.5 for any regularity, you know Tyler Scott.
That's right.
All right. You know the cracker-ass cracker that is
Tyler
T.
Scott.
Scott on the dot.
Cracker-ass cracker. Our cracker-ass cracker.
Our cracker-ass right. cracker. I'm Fred Davis. That's Henry Thomas. We're on every Monday and Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m., the HD show. Appreciate being here. Shout out to the Blitz, Fred and AJ, for allowing us to fill in for them today. So, Henry is a humongous Prince fan. And, of course, it coincides with the fact that you were already a big Prince fan, and then you played the first 8 years of your National Football League career in Minnesota.
Minneapolis itself.
It was part of one of the best defenses. And that's saying something in Minnesota.
Hey.
Still holds the NFL record for most sacks by a defense.
72.
Okay. 60, still. To this day.
63 by the defensive line. Just saying.
Which, that's a great segue, which I'll get to here in just a second. Thank you for that segue.
Not a problem.
I've always appreciated and liked Prince, but I never took it to quite the extreme that my friend here and colleague Henry Thomas has. Then I watched Purple Rain, and I really watched it.
Yes.
And then I felt like it was speaking to me because I felt like what he was going through in Purple Rain is what we've gone through as a show. So I certainly appreciate people telling you, you know, you do your own thing. Nobody likes it. But on the sneak, people really did. He just kept doing his thing anyway.
Yeah.
And if I could find an Aphrodite to come along, now we're really working with something.
Apollonia.
Whatever.
Aphrodite.
As long as there's three of them.
That's right. Long as it's three.
Two. I don't
give a damn. Two of them. He's married.
Exactly.
I ain't right. Listen, I don't ride motorcycles, but if she wants to jump into Act Right after I run down her boyfriend, I'm good.
There you go.
I'm good. She's fine in that movie. Anyway, it's hard to discount or say that Prince was a... If you're comparing the two head-to-head, Prince versus Michael...
It's hard to. I understand.
This is a sports show. This is what we do. This is what you do in sports. You make comparisons. And you can't argue, you know, it's hard to, you know, people say, well, it's, you know, in sports, they always say it's hard to, you know, compare eras. That's the same era.
That's right.
Prince and MJ are the same era.
Same era.
Okay.
Almost the same age.
Damn near both died of painkillers, did they not? Eerily similar.
Some kind of drugs.
Eerily similar. One found in a house, one found in an elevator. Either way, they both got dead in big houses.
Right.
On their compounds. Something to be said for that. Both very light-skinned. Whatever. Take that for what it's worth.
Both very feminine.
Both very small people. Who would you give the... I will say this. From a dancing perspective, I will give the nod slightly, but I will give the nod to MJ.
Okay.
Because in that This Is It, which coincidentally enough was it...
This is it. You're so right.
Stop it. Stop it.
Tito, stop teasing.
That was like watching Genius. That was watching Genius at Work is what it was.
Okay.
Then you give the musical aspect from a musical instrument standpoint to Prince.
Prince. Okay.
So what's the tiebreaker between showmanship?
They
were both incredible performers.
You go to either one of the shows, you got to go again. Yeah, but they were both that powerful. I've been to both.
But you got to give the nod to Prince because, as you said, the child porn, weirdo, freaky deaky thing, that's going to dock you a lot of points.
I'm sure Prince was... weird in his own right.
No, yeah, but he was weird with women and whatever other weird stuff that he was around.
He kept it aloof. He kept himself a mystery.
He didn't document it.
He might have, but we just haven't seen it. We just haven't seen it.
He kept himself a mystery.
Yeah.
He stayed aloof without it being freaky and weird. Remember the time Michael hanging his kid out somebody's kid out the window?
Somebody's.
Because them kids ain't got no coffee in them. And I seen early pictures of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he was black. He was black. There ain't no question about that.
Oh, yeah.
And none of his kids are. None of his kids are.
No coffee in that cream at
all. None whatsoever. You got to give a slight edge to Prince for the simple fact that there's a weird factor, but there's not like a creepy weirdo factor.
There you go.
Nothing creepy. And let's be honest, too.
Prince was way more talented than MJ, too.
I'm not going to go there. Because,
the dude could play every instrument.
I'll give you that. But
Michael could play the piano.
Michael could play the piano. I'm sure he could play the guitar.
He played enough to get by.
Exactly. You know. All right. I guarantee you Michael played a lot more instruments than we know. And, like I said, the This Is It documentary really showcased just how incredible that dude was. All right. So, I'm going to get... But, again, the child sexual assault vault of child pornography and kids sleeping in your bed.
Showing up to court in pajamas. Coming late. Listen, I'm Michael Jackson.
Sleeping in your bed goes ahead and that automatically ends the conversation right
there.
We're
done. We're done with that.
We're done.
Okay.
We're done. No and more. Let's not forget, too, you're talking about one of the greatest, if not the greatest, halftime performance of all time by Prince.
Absolutely.
So in a slight... child sex assault case notwithstanding.
You get a nod to Prince.
I'm going
to
go ahead and give the nod to Prince.
Here.
I'm going to go ahead and give the nod to Prince. What say you, H-Town? Let's go to Jay and Humble.
Jay.
All right. You have to give the edge to Prince in this conversation. Number one, he had an 8-octave vocal range.
Boom.
Number two, every woman he dated... if they were an artist, they got a gold record.
Solid point.
Solid take.
Number three.
He's the only person that had Carmen Electra in full dress and makeup 24/7 just in case he wanted to show up.
That's pretty strong.
It's hard to beat.
It's hard to beat.
That's hard. Notice that Jay made no mention of children at any time in those 3 points.
No, none.
That's well done by you, Jay.
Very well done, Jay.
Well done by you, Jay. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we're going to have to go out on the print song.
That's a solid take right by the 713-780-3776.
Do that one song I like.
Prince versus MJ.
Joy and Repetition. That's the one right there.
Prince versus MJ. This is the discussion.
That's one that everybody ain't going to know, but once you hear it, you got to keep singing it.
Come on. Think about it this way, too. Sinead O'Connor's biggest hit was a Prince song.
Yeah. What's that?
Nothing Compares to You.
That's right. Manic Monday by the Bengals. Wasn't that their biggest hit?
Mm. Oh, absolutely it was.
Prince. He just, you know.
And there's probably, and that's just the first two that come to mind. And there's no telling how many songs he wrote.
The guitar he played on Madonna's track,
Live to Tell?
Not that one.
A man can tell a thousand lies.
Our dad didn't like, you know.
Papa, don't preach. I'm in trouble.
Anyway.
Was it Papa, Don't Preach? Wasn't that Kelly Osbourne did a cover of that, right?
You know
Kelly
what?
Kelly Osbourne
should never, ever be mentioned the same. The only thing her and Madonna have in common are female organs. That's it. That's where it begins, and that's where it ends. I know what song you're talking about. Just Like a Prayer. No one can take me.
That's all Prince. Her and Prince wrote that together.
That's a bad bitch right there, Madonna. Tell me she wasn't. Her Prince tribute sucked. Her Prince tribute was terrible.
I don't even think there's a word strong enough to describe her Prince tribute.
But I'm going to say this much. For anybody trying to tell me that Lady Gaga is the new Madonna, go somewhere with that. Damn. Lady Gaga on her best day.
That's it right there.
Isn't Madonna. Come on. MJ ain't ready for this. MJ ain't about that life.
Into the place.
MJ is not about that life. Coming up next, it's yay or nay time.
Wait a minute. We got to do
haikus.
Okay, let's do yay or nay and then come right back to haiku. That's strong right there.
We got yay or nay. It's a strong final hour, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't dabbled in the HD show, appreciate you coming aboard.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we open the phone lines for the year? Haikus?
Haikus are always, listen, it's wide open. 713-780-3776. Haiku topics are as follows. I just changed it up. Republican convention, Pokemon Go, Texans defender that needs to step up, not named JJ or Jadeveon, MJ versus Prince.
Ooh, see, now I got to do MJ versus Prince.
MJ versus Prince. Come on with it. Let's make a memory, H-Town. You know what time it is. Beaumont stand up. Mid-County stand up. Fruit City, PA. You know what time it is. Don't you go anywhere. This is the HD show on
ESPN 97.5. He dragged him from the stage. Together they ran through the back door.
In the alley over by the curb. You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Guess I'm chiming in from my boy Jay Mont. Purple Rain, greatest movie ever.
It's a good movie.
Is that going to get an argument out of Henry Thomas?
Nah, I mean,
greatest movie ever.
It's not going to get, you know, I'm not going to disagree with him. I mean, he's entitled to his opinion. But do I like the movie? Yes. But, you know, I tend to like
Pulp Fiction.
I like Pulp Fiction, but when you talk to Prince movies, I really like Under the Cherry Moon. It's a good movie. Got to watch it.
Interesting. I'll check that out. Okay. What you need to check out, if you heard that music going on right now, you may be saying to yourself, wait a minute, is that The Doors? Is the mojo rising? Oh, yes. Yes, it is. It's got the internet going nuts. It's got H-Town going nuts. It is the one, the only, yay or nay. The segment's real simple, boys and girls. We throw out a story, and it's either
yay or nay.
Let's not overcomplicate it, boys and girls. Big 12 media days, which means what, Henry Thomas?
Media day for the Big 12.
That means college football is what?
Right around the corner.
Come on now. Come
Here
on.
We come.
Here it goes. Jim Grobe. Let's put it this way. Baylor. Let's do some word association. Baylor.
Scandal.
Baylor.
Scandal.
Football.
Scandal.
Baylor football.
Rapist.
Oh! So, Jim Grobe is the new coach after our boy Art Briles was dismissed.
Yes.
Okay. So, Grobe gets the boot, the kick to the curb. And so, he was asked about what is he doing to change the culture at Baylor. Here's what he had to say. Well, I have to push back and tell you that it is not a culture at Baylor. I have to push back again and tell you that it is not the culture at Baylor University. We don't have a culture of bad behavior at Baylor University. Our kids, I thought Holly and I had a tough time raising two kids and Matt and Ben, and they turned out to be great kids. But anybody that's raised kids understands that when you get over 100 of these guys, it's a little bit tougher. For me personally, when I took the job, I was assured that I could make any changes with the coaching staff that I needed to make. When I got here, my plan was to be at Baylor's direction. Really, I'm working for Baylor University. He says, we talk so much about changing the culture. That's not the deal with these players at Baylor. I think most people understand this. The majority of our kids are great kids. It's a shame when a few guys can really hurt a large group of people in such a devastating way, really. So from our standpoint, what I want to do is let people know that the majority of our kids are fantastic kids and their programs, the problems that we're dealing with at Baylor or have dealt with at Baylor to this point, are probably problems at every university in the country. I hate to say everyone, but I'm guessing most universities are having some of the same issues we've had at Baylor. You can make a call as to whether you think Baylor was too strong in the way they dealt with it. Unbelievably, I've had some people tell me they don't think they've dealt with it strongly enough.
What is he doing?
So
everybody's doing it? So every college, the football players are
just raping at will, apparently. And the entire program is covering it up.
And everybody's covering it.
Everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it. So,
everybody's doing
so
it.
So we don't have a bad culture. That we gotta,
I mean,
if everybody's doing it, is it cultural for the country?
Apparently it's a football culture thing.
Oh.
Henry Thomas, you played football for most of your adult life.
Yeah.
Or formative years from the time you were, what, 8 or 9 years old when you started playing football?
10, 11, yeah.
All right. So you played for, what, 25 years, give or take?
Give or take.
All right.
10, 11, yeah, about 25.
I know football's changed a wee bit since you hung up the cleats back in 01. Was there a rapist culture when you played football?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I don't.
No.
No.
That is arguably one of the more ignoramus things I've ever heard from a coach.
Yeah, but that's what that's who they brought in.
I get it. Most of your players are probably question.
But he left a bad situation anyway, so didn't he?
He left Wake Forest.
Oh, Wake Forest. Okay. Wake Forest.
Name me somebody not named Tim Duncan associated with Wake Forest.
Wait a minute. So,
Kevin Johnson.
When he left Wake Forest, were they doing it at Wake Forest? Is that what he's saying?
Well, maybe not to the extent they're doing it. They were doing it here at Baylor.
We didn't have to cover it up so strongly. And wait a minute. And there's people that are saying that they didn't handle it strong enough. Is that what he's saying too?
I don't know probably Baylor alums. Maybe a UT buddy across the street.
Yeah,
it's up to me. I mean, listen. If anybody benefited, and let me choose my words wisely here. Nobody benefited from the situation. It was a horrible situation all the way around. It was a terrible situation from top to bottom. All right. The fact that you brought in players, and I will never disparage a second chance. All right. Lord knows I've gotten them. You've gotten them. We've all gotten them. I'm all for it. Listen, this country loves second chances.
Yeah, but, you know, you get a second chance, and they got a note attached to it. Don't give them a second chance.
Thank you.
You know? Like, I mean, other people saying, prominent people saying, nah.
He's still kind of, that first chance he got, well, there's still kind of repercussions from that, so you may want to hold off until the second one rolls around.
This is not a second chance you're giving him, because there's about four other that got covered up.
Yeah.
That we ain't talking about.
This is just what we know.
Right.
I'm not saying he's bad, but I'm not saying he's good either.
So are we? I'm going to nay the whole statement, and I want to nay the coach.
Oh, I'm naying the coach all day
because he is truly, truly doing this with rose-colored glasses on.
Well, I don't even think it's rose-colored. It's pure
blacked out
sales job. Yeah, no, he's listen. This dude, this is Amway at its finest, is what this is.
Whoa, that's strong.
Listen, you know you can order toilet paper and get like 18 rolls for like $3, and then you get your dude next to you to buy even more toilet paper. Tell him you can get some dish soap.
Shit.
And some paper towels, and then you make money off of it. That's kind of what I feel like right now with what's going on with Jim Grobe.
Oh, it's crazy.
All right. We're getting sold a bill of goods. Just fess up to what it is.
Yes.
It's a tragedy what went down. It was a mock. It was inexplicable that it was allowed to continue for as long as it is. Now, by doing that, you're basically indicting the rest of the coaching staff, because I will never for once buy that they didn't know what was going on. All right. Art Briles is complicit with this.
They all knew.
Everybody knew. But tell you what, this is.
Because it takes, for the level of cover up that this was,
yeah,
it takes everybody.
Oh,
one
no
or two
question.
People can't do this. It takes everybody.
It takes a village to cover up a story. Okay. It takes a village to raise a kid.
You got to bring everybody in and say, listen, this is how this is going to be handled, and I don't want to hear no more about it. You cannot do it with only one or two people.
This is Penn State 2.0 with a different twist.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay? This is Penn State 2.0 with a different twist.
Still right, though.
All right? Absolutely it is. Yeah. Absolutely it is. And it's an ugly, it's despicable. You and I both have daughters.
Yes.
All right?
That's all I got is daughters.
Art Briles has daughters. All right?
That's a shame.
You're going to bring guys on that you know, and I get it. You know, don't start. Listen, it's one thing with the he said, she said, if you got one dude, but you start bringing on four, five, six different cats, and then you want to go after the accuser on multiple occasions.
I mean, you brought in them. They got to collaborate. One that you're trying to fix. How are you going to fix five of them at the same time?
You can't. Listen, and then once you let the inmates run the asylum at the cost, that you've got this win-at-everything cost,
yeah.
All right, then you've basically sold everything out.
Yeah.
And then now what's happened is, you know, you've got all these recruits have left, and for good reason. Because how are you – I'll put it to you this way, all right? I've got an 8-year-old son. God forbid, or, you know, if my boy Zavy Zave ever does get the chance to play college football and we get a chance to have somebody come in, could you imagine the Baylor coaches coming in and trying to sell me on the fact that, you know, listen, it's a new, you know, we're not about that. Uh-uh. Y'all been about that. And the fact that you kept all your assistants that were complicit with this.
I'm hoping they all be gone because I think Zavy Zave
Zave's only 8 years
eight,
old.
He's eight.
I'm just
he's
using
eight.
This so as a hypothetical
I'm thinking
situation.
10 years down the line, we might change it up a little
listen,
bit.
Listen, he's going to KU anyway. Listen, he's already got his choices narrowed down
he's
to KU
going to
or Texas. Okay? He's going to KU
he's
or
going
Texas.
To LSU.
Those are the only two schools he's going to.
You want that helmet, Zave? You want that helmet in my room? That's it.
Listen.
Okay, how about the football?
I'll tell you what. I tell you what. It's either going to be KU, LSU, or UT.
Okay.
Those are the only three options he's got.
That's cool. I'll go against them odds anyway. I'll take the challenge with them two schools
anytime.
We got 10
years. We got LSU. We got KU. And we got UT. Those are the three choices that my 8-year-old son has to make between now and then. All right, coming up next, it's Hump Day.
Hump Day.
So we nay that story all together.
Nay the whole story.
Nay it all together.
Nay.
It's despicable. It really is. I hope Baylor loses every game. Listen, you guys know I love my Big 12. I'm a Big 12 guy through and through. And I'm going to tell you right now, too, while we're on the topic right quick about this expansion, if I read one more thing, and I know it's not here in H-Town.
Right.
But I'm obviously a KU alum. I read my KU stuff back home. If I read one more ignorant statement about how the Big 12 shouldn't go after Houston because it makes no sense and they're tired of Texas schools, stop it.
Done.
Stop it.
Knock it off.
Don't give me this. What has UConn ever done besides women's basketball?
There you go.
The men's basketball program's not bad. I'll give them that. But here's the thing. Here's the reality of it. Right quick. I know I'm on one, but real quick. People say, you know, all the Texas schools. You have built-in rivalries ready to go.
Boom.
Okay? No, Nate, UT people. Tell me right now, my TCU fans, my UT fans, my Texas Tech. Who in their right mind wants to see UT UConn? Texas Tech UConn? Nobody. TCU UConn? Nobody. You want to see UT Houston?
Absolutely.
You know you want to see UT Houston.
That's it.
I want to see UT Houston. And if you're a Houston fan, I know a lot of you out there are. You want to keep your boy Tom Herman?
Bring it up.
I know U of H would jump in. I saw something that the other day they were talking about going to the Pac-12. To me, that's foolhardy. Get in the Big 12. Big 12. Get your minds right. Get that Houston media market. Get you UH and let's run.
Boom.
All right, let's do this. He's T. Scott on the dot. I'm Freddie D. That's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's haiku hump day. Let's make a memory. Don't you go anywhere. The topics are as follows. Republican convention, Pokemon Go, MJ versus Prince, Texans defender that needs to step up, not named JJ or Davion. Let's do it.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Woo! I don't know if you know what that music is. Can you hear that? What's the name of this song?
That music means one of only two things. It is the Orinoco Flow.
Orinoco Flow?
It's the Orinoco Flow. It's either Japanese menstruation or it's time for Haiku Hump Day.
Hump Day, Haiku Ew! Hump Day. Here we go.
The topics are as follows. You can tweet them at Producer T. Scott, at Henry Thomas NFL, at The Freddie D, at The HD Show. Tyler Scott, are you ready?
Where we start?
Henry Thomas, are you ready?
You know I'm ready. I stay ready.
Freddie D is ready. Let's go with Pokemon Go. Who's got it?
All right, I go first.
Pokemon Go. Here we go.
I hate to set the bar this
pod
high.
Pod that down just a little bit.
I hate to set the bar this high, but here we go.
Set it high. Let's go.
Hey, Pokemon Go. I don't play Pokemon Go. I Pokemon Man. Woo! There you go, there you go. The bar has been set, gentlemen.
Oh, how did I not know that that was going to go in that direction? Did you get a Pokemon Go one? All right, here we go.
T. Scott.
No, he ain't got one.
He ain't got one?
He ain't got no Pokemon. He ain't about that Pokemon life.
Did Brooke write any?
I don't think she did. He's on the phone. Okay. All right, here we go. Pokemon Go.
Goes like this for you.
Did not play it then. Sure as hell, not playing now. You might fall off cliff.
Good little news tip. Just tie it
you
in right there.
You might fall off a cliff.
Gives them a little idea how dangerous it could be.
The game is hurting people, man.
Dropping them.
This dude just ran into a cop last night or earlier this week. Smashed into a cop because he was on his phone. Trying to catch one of these stupid Pokemon.
Yeah, just...
The fad is going to end before football season. Mark it down right now. The fad will be over when the football season starts.
And we're talking about billions and billions of dollars by then.
Hey, they'll make their money and we'll be on to something else. The Pokemon Go craze cannot continue. Let's go sports. Texans defender, not named JJ or Jadeveon, is going to need to step up. I'll get this thing started. Are you ready? A boy named Whitney, dozen sacks on sacks on sacks, 5'9", needs to shine.
Woo! Pretty nice. Pretty nice.
There you have it.
Inside linebackers, shaky, old, thinkers at best. 5'5", best of the rest. Boom! Boom! 5'5", step up.
Come on now.
Step up, 5'5".
That's Bernardrick McKinney for those of you scoring at home. Mississippi State stand up.
What you got there,
T. Scott on the dot?
Nothing. I actually just made a Pokemon Go.
Here we go.
Let me find it.
Uh-oh.
Find it.
Pokemon Go. Catch weird animals. I want Grand Theft Auto Go.
Ah!
Grand Theft Auto Go.
That would be anarchy. Yes. That would be absolute anarchy. Do you have a Texans win? No. All right. Let's go to Republican convention. We'll save Prince versus MJ.
All right.
For the last one. We'll save Prince versus MJ. You got a Prince versus MJ? Do you have a Republican convention?
No.
Oh, you got a Republican convention? All right. You want to go or you want us to go first?
I'm trying to find your music for it.
All right. We'll have.
I'll go.
You want to go?
I'll go. I'll do this one. Convention of fear, stealing someone else's speech. Why not trot out Screech? We had everybody else.
Why not trot out Screech? That is fantastic. All right, what you got there, T-Scott on the dot? Me. All right, here we go. You ready? I got a prop for this.
Okay, you got to prop him up.
Because you guys know the Republican National Convention is in Cleveland.
That's right.
And who's from Cleveland?
LeBron.
Bone.
And Thugs.
Thugs. And Harmony. Here we go. You ready?
Here we go.
You got my music?
Here, I'll do mine because there's an ad playing.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Republicans had a national convention. Ask me if I care. I also got another one.
All right. You got one more.
He went two. He went two for two on a Republican national convention.
Republicans or Democrats. Doesn't matter. Politicians suck.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. Boom. Very very emo, millennial, passive aggressiveness by you. Here we go. I'm not a big fan of props, but every now and again you need one.
Props ain't bad. Use them right.
Fast forward to this nonsense. We ain't got time for this.
Yeah.
He misses Uncle Charlie. Here we go. You guys know Republican National Convention
is
in Cleveland.
Here we go. Give it up.
Two best things ever came out of Cleveland. LeBron,
Bone.
He's actually from Akron, but whatever, close enough.
Close enough.
Bone Thugs.
There you go.
Bone Thugs. Here we go. Trump train marches on. Speech staff should stay in Cleveland. See you at the crossroads.
Crossroads. There we go. Boom.
Turn that up real quick. We got to hear Busy Bone.
His name is Busy.
Pray.
Every day.
All right, fast forwarding now to the one, the only, the debate of all debates. Prince versus MJ.
Oh, we're going to change this.
I think you can hear hints of their influence on Bone if you really listen closely. Is that Aphrodite in the background? Or is it Apollonia? Either way. Yes. Either way. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
I want a Greek goddess of love.
Somebody.
All right.
We'll have you go last because I'm sure there might be some heartstrings to get tugged on when you sing yours. Do you have a Prince versus MJ? You don't.
You gotta
disgust it with you right now.
Yeah.
In fairness, that was a late addition. So you know what? I take back what I said. Yeah. I take back what I said. It's one of the character defects that I'm working on. All right, here we go. Rash judgment. That's not the beginning of my that's not the beginning.
All right, here we go.
Prince versus MJ. Prince sang Purple Rain. MJ's child friends made it rain. Elevator stuck.
Wow. Wow. Here we go. My name is Prince. The one and only MJ. Dance, sing. What do you play? Boom!
Get out! Go somewhere! Come on! That's how you do a haiku hump day right there, boys and girls. That was well done.
Get a little clapper. Well done by you guys.
All right, coming up next, finals. Help. Are you kidding me right now? This show's almost over.
This is the final segment.
The show is almost over. We're not ready for the crossroads just yet. Final segment of the program. Don't you go anywhere. That is T. Scott on the dot. I'm that dude, Freddie D. That's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. This is the HD show. Por qué, Tomas de Henry?
Because everything is better in HD. No.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds that Sarah Spain's going to sound like she's calling from a bunker during a failed coup attempt?
Woo! Listen, we're in our last part of the show.
100%?
I can't believe
it. What are the odds? What are the odds that she sounds like she's in a bunker during a failed coup attempt in Turkey?
We already heard a little bit of
it. Yeah, you guys already put it out there, so I'm not
Sarah,
even going to touch it.
Sarah, what's that again? Who are you? We don't have any Sarah? We don't have any Sarah?
Hold on, I got to...
Come on.
She's coming on later.
Don't make me look bad. Where's Sarah at?
Music down.
Will it matter? Maybe if you...
Peeling
you know
back
what?
The curtain
maybe
a little.
That's the problem. Maybe
the ESPN Radio Sports Beat. I'm Sarah Spain.
This.
All right, you guys are
this,
killing me.
This segment sponsored by Ricola.
Let's go to Tyler and
give her a glass of water.
Hey, Tyler.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on? Man, we
Tyler
good. How you been?
Kingwood always up to no good.
That's it.
Man, I've been all right, man. Been all right. Good to hear you guys on drive time.
You selling them cars or what, bro?
Yeah, man, just pushing them, that's man.
It.
I wanted to call and touch base on the U of H to the Big 12.
All right, make it quick because we're short tonight.
I got you. Most people don't realize, man, they play each other the very first game of the season in Reliance Stadium.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be a big, big momentum builder for UH just to make their case just around football player, you know, football people. They come out, you know, they really play well, keep up with them, even if they lose, you know, and also however they pack the stadium because, you know, you bring U of H. I'm a Longhorns fan, but I'm definitely going to come watch UT.
No
you know,
question.
When they come to Houston, I'm going to watch, you know, all the big games. But good to hear you guys, man. I'll hang up and listen. Appreciate it.
My man, Tyler and Kingwood. Kingwood always up to no good.
Yes.
That's going to be a big game, U of H and OU. And the one thing we know about Tom Herman, he will have them boys ready to play. No question about it. All right, real quick, we're up against it. But let's go out to OU Mike, fan of the Blitz, never called an HD show. Let's make a memory, OU Mike.
Republican Convention haiku. I'm going to try a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Let's hear it.
Trump invites Ray Rice to Republican convention to plug new calls. Black Lives Matter. Ooh, now that's some attention.
Wow. That's a nice rhyme, but
that was
not quite a
not,
tycoon.
Not
I think
quite.
He went way over on the
yeah,
end.
Yeah,
totally.
It's five, you know, five
syllables. Way over the
5-7-5.
Way over the 5-7-5.
Five syllables.
Really brings into question the level of education you're going to get at OU.
Wow, really? Now you're going to poo-poo OU?
I just did.
You did, I know.
Absolutely, I'll poo-poo OU.
OU, but hey, man tried. He
No, listen, mad props for trying.
And
I mean, they can't be that smart in the first place because they decided to go to OU.
You guys did not put the rules
on
down.
Fire!
You
huh?
guys got to put the rules
about
down
what?
Before.
About what? About the haiku?
5-7-5, not words,
what?
But syllables.
It's
you
called,
do it every
you know
time. You do it.
It's called Jugal. It's called Jugal.
Hey, listen.
What? It's Jugal, baby. But hey. OU Mike, appreciate you calling in.
OU Mike might have encyclopedia.
I'll be honest. Part of it was a little blurry about some of the stuff he said. I ain't going to lie.
Well, look. You know who's coming up after us?
Hustletown. Craig Sheldon and the crew going to be on tonight, so make sure you stick around for that. 7 to 9, that's going to go down. HD show live and in full effect tomorrow night, 7 to 10. Make sure you check out that. And, of course, real quick plug to Max Place. Be sure, steak night tomorrow night. $10.95, 12-ounce ribeye, loaded baked potato, and a salad.
And all the fixins.
All the fixins. Come on and get it. Come on and get it. It's going down. Make sure you check it out. It'll be a lot of good food. 5200 Louetta, Max Place in Spring. And make sure you tell them the HD show sent you.
Absolutely. Hey, don't forget about our boys, Sandstone Chiropractic.
Please don't. Dr. Tony DeRamus, his award-winning staff. There's a reason why he's been voted not just one of the best in Houston, not just one of the best in the state of Texas. I'm talking about the entire United States.
of America.
Come on and make it happen today. Cryotherapy Chamber, 3 sessions, $75. It will change the way you feel. I promise you. You can go to any cryotherapy chamber here in town, but no one is going to treat you before, during, and after the same way. You're going to get the kind of treatment you're going to get over at sandstonecairo.com. SandstoneCairo, CHIRO.com. Two locations, one in Magnolia, one in Montgomery, with the third one coming to the Northern Conroe area very, very soon. Shout out to all my boys over at Cayman Cargo. You guys know what time it is. Shout out to everybody over at Tom Peacock Cadillac as well. Big props to the one, the only Terrence Crawford. I'll tell you what, don't let his interview game discount his fight game, because I promise you it's much better. And those of you that have seen him fight, you already know that. Shout out to my boy Elliot Harrison from NFL Network. He was absolutely radio gold. Much love to our boy T-Scott on the dot for working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
Much love to our boy Jeremy Reisman from PrideOfDetroit.com for coming on, doing a little Know Your Foe. The Know Your Foe train continues tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Who is it? I don't know yet. Stand by on Twitter, at Henry Thomas NFL, at the Freddie D, and of course, at Producer T. Scott. For everybody that makes that show possible, from my man Henry Thomas, I'm Freddie D. H-Town, you know we love you.
Peace.